Sheriff Dalton Savage pulled off the main road, his black Chevy Suburban spitting gravel as it crunched onto the cracked lake bed. The air was dry as a bone, the kind of heat that made you sweat from the inside out. Even with the window down, all he could smell was dust. The reservoir had been low for years, but last week the bottom finally gave up its last muddy secrets. Now it was just dry, sun-bleached earth, and in the middle of it, ringed off with crime scene tape that fluttered in the warm breeze, were a pile of bones. He killed the engine and stepped out. His boots cracked the crusty top layer of soil, sinking into the damper one underneath, a reminder that this ground hadn't been walked on in a long time. Deputy Sinclair was already there. She stood near the perimeter, arms folded, Ray-Bans reflecting the crime scene. Her hand rested on her hip, just inches from her Glock.
"Morning, Sheriff," she said, nodding once. "You're not going to like this one."
Savage adjusted his belt, the radio at his side squawking briefly before he silenced it. "I don't like any of them." They walked together toward the remains. The bones were sprawled awkwardly in the dirt, pale ribs splayed open like a broken fan, the skull tilted sideways as if the man had tried to turn away from whatever was coming. Tattered denim clung to the skeleton's legs, weather-worn and stiff. A cracked leather boot was still laced on one foot.
"Local kids found it while they were out messing around with dirt bikes," Sinclair said. "They came across the boot, then saw the rest."
"What's that?" He squinted down at what appeared to be a strip of worn leather next to the body.
"Not sure. Could have been a leather satchel or bag of some sort."
Savage grunted, then crouched beside the remains. There wasn't much flesh left, just shreds of skin clinging to bone. A chain necklace still rested on the collarbone, a worn emblem hanging from it, scorched and blackened. It looked like an iron cross. He glanced up.
"Where's the other boot?"
Sinclair pointed.
"Over there, about 30 feet east. Could have come loose after he was dumped in the lake, or due to the currents or shifting silt."
Savage stood and turned in a slow circle. Hawk's Landing shimmered in the distance, the rooftops blurring beyond the heat waves.
They'd had a few quiet months since their last case. God knows they'd needed it.
The Guardian Bear killings had resonated in the local press for weeks before finally dying down. He hoped this discovery wouldn't stir it up again. The last thing this town, his town, needed was more bad publicity.
"Ray's on his way," Sinclair said. "He's bringing Pearl with him."
A quick nod. "Good." Ray was the town's medical examiner. Originally from Denver, he and his wife Pearl, a retired forensic specialist, had settled in Hawk's Landing a couple of years back. "We're looking forward to a quiet retirement," Ray had told him, at their first crime scene. How ironic that statement had turned out to be. He often used them for local jobs, since it saved time and was more convenient and less expensive than calling out a team from Durango, the next big town. Hawk's Landing's sheriff's department wasn't awash with funds, unfortunately. Ray and Pearl were a power duo, reliable, experienced, and enterprising. Plus, they'd proved they could handle even the most complicated of investigations. And they'd seen a few. Savage gazed down at the remains. "Looks like he's been here a while. Years, maybe." Sinclair waved her hand around.
"His body would have been lying at the bottom of the lake all this time, and nobody knew."
"Somebody knew." Savage spotted an item tucked under the skeleton's right arm and took a step closer. It looked like a weathered piece of fabric. Using a pin, he slid it out from underneath the remains. Not just fabric, a patch, a biker's bottom rocker. He could just make out the name of the club. The Crimson Angels. He gave a low whistle. "See this?" Sinclair's eyebrows shot up when she realized what it was.